In the district, new legislation could ban the use of gas-powered leaf blowers. Proponents of the ban say it would cut down on carbon emissions. But as Matthew Schwartz tells us, some of the biggest backers of the bill are those in search of silence.
In the beautiful tree-lined neighborhood of Wesley Heights in Northwest Washington, composer Haskell Small sits at his piano as he describes his passion.
Recently, I've been more and more fascinated with silence, in music specifically, sounds that are as quiet as feasible, approaching inaudibility. That's called A Journey in Silence. This is part of my obsession with the sounds of the monastery, you know, people that spend their lives focused on silence.
But there's something standing in the way of Small's inward quest for silence.
Okay, let's say I'm sitting here. I might be... I can't hear it anymore, and it's in the wrong damn key, too.
Small is one of many residents of Ward 3 who have contacted their councilperson, Mary Che, to ask if she can do something about all those gas leaf blowers.
Every year, particularly when the fall leaves start to fall, I would get many, many, many emails about doing something about the noise. Without specificity, but just, could you do something about this?
The district has noise restrictions, but they're almost impossible to enforce, Chase says. By the time a city inspector can respond to a complaint and take measurements, the noise is usually over.
So then a suggestion was made that, well, maybe, why don't you just ban them?
It wouldn't be the first time a city has banned gas leaf blowers. Plenty of cities in California ban them, such as Los Angeles and Beverly Hills. Che introduced legislation last month that would ban their use in the district within 5 years.
These gas-powered leaf blowers are at least four times as noisy as electric-powered ones.
But there's another benefit to a ban, she says.
Gas-powered two-stroke engines produce an enormous amount of pollution, way out of proportion to what you would think that little engine could do.
Now, federal law takes emissions issues out of D.C.'s hands.
So I'm doing it ostensibly on noise control. And it could rest entirely on noise control. But I'm happy that as a byproduct of that, it will control these emissions.
Griff Johnson is a resident of Wesley Heights who has been involved in the efforts. He became interested in a band because of noise.
You might hear one in kind of a high...
But when he did some research, he realized the environmental impacts are profound, not just for the community, but also for the workers themselves.
It's been established through an independent laboratory that a half-hour use of a two-stroke gas-powered leaf blowers has the same carbon emission output as driving a Ford F-150 truck 3,900 miles, the equivalent of driving from North Texas to Anchorage, Alaska.
Lawn care companies warn the ban could make doing business in the district much harder.
It's really going to become an enormous hindrance.
Derek Thomas owns Thomas Landscaping in Maryland, which does work in D.C. He warns that a switch to electric blowers could bring big costs, which might have to be passed on to customers. Since electric blowers aren't as powerful, he says, it would take longer to clear a property.
I could see where some larger properties would end up having double the labor rates.
Another landscaper I talked to said by email, if we weren't able to use gas blowers in the district, we wouldn't do leaf removal and cleanup work there. But some landscape architects are friendly to the cause. Kent Slawinski used gas-powered blowers for many years.
Are you part of the problem?
I used to be.
He uses battery-powered leaf blowers now. He says they're just as effective. Slawinski is a neighbor of composer Haskell Small, and he's brought one of his old gas blowers to demonstrate the noise.
Is it that bad? Let's be honest. Is it that noticeable during the standard practice of things?
It can be worse.
Really?
Sometimes these guys work in teams, and it's like a whole combat unit.
If you want quiet, why not just get a house in the country somewhere?
I have thought about that, and I very well may. But I've been a Washingtonian for four generations. This is my home. I'd like not to be forced out of my home, thank you.
I'm Matthew Schwartz.